the little tiny book entitled The Manual of Life. There is a handful of imaginary documents that every young person of the future should have. The Earth Passport, Universal Income Card as a symbol, a gilded copy of the real Universal Declaration of Human Rights, with an invitation asking them to make it better if they can, and a strange little book that also comes in audio, entitled The Manual of Life. The child will have questions, and answers must already be waiting for them. The Manual of Life is a small book, written by the world's most beloved scientists and philosophers. Every one of them will get a page and a vote on bringing in a quote or two by a great being that is only around in spirit and wisdom. This is a book that many will return to as they grow. There will be wise advice on every important subject. The book will explain that war occurs due to lack of real education and real knowledge. Both sides are almost always wrong, and that war, most often, cannot be easily fixed. But it can be prevented with knowledge and wisdom. The book will explain that poverty is not their fault. It is an error that stems from humanity's misunderstanding of what money is meant for. It will explain what it means to grow up, to really grow up for real, and what simple mistakes to avoid. It will show who we are, how noble and how unbreakable, and that we are one family, only divided by confusion and lack of knowledge that schools can fix. Divisions that we can leave behind in the past where they belong. Many of the thinkers will help the readers aim towards a better future. A future without war, without poverty, a future without inequality and without injustice. Many of the psychologists and neurologists will bring up issues relating to human biases and mental hygiene and health, noting how delicate our minds and brains are. And a few will help the readers understand their universal selves by encouraging them to imagine what is left of them after they subtract all the things easily influenced by merely being born into a particular culture, family, or system of beliefs. And there will be plenty of room for people from all around the world to send in good advice. The only requirement is that it is relevant and wise as we progress towards world peace and a better and wiser future. If I had to send something in, I would submit, "You are meant to become a great being." What would you send in? What would your magnificent advice be?